This is Day to Day. I'm Mike Schuster. In a few minutes, we focus on a story of needless pain and suffering caused by ungrateful Americans.
Grandmothers and mothers-in-law have been terribly hurt and offended, and this hurt festers.
Etiquette maven Letitia Baldridge says we've forgotten how to say thank you. Coming up on Day to Day, we'll give you some tips on being gracious. But first, a story about the things we eat, what we call them, and the complicated issues of regulating international commerce. Earlier this month, President Bush lifted steel tariffs under the threat of fines from the World Trade Organization, or WTO. This international body promotes and regulates free trade between nations. One item of deep controversy within the WTO, what to call the stuff in your pantry and refrigerator. European nations say things we as Americans take as almost generic, like Parmesan cheese and Pilsner beer, are names that belong to their local regions and no one else should use them. Shirley Skeel explains in this report.
Christian Kazikoff pours hops into a steel kettle. He's the head brewer at the Triple Rock Pub in Berkeley, California, and he's making a beer called Punchy's Left Coast Pilsner. It's a light brew, first made in the Czech Republic town of Pilsen.
If I'm calling something a Pilsner or a Dortmunder or something that's named after a region out there, it's because I want to produce a beer that is that style that comes out of there, and why not? What else am I going to call it?
The Czechs say call it anything, just not Pilsner. And the European Union agrees. It already protects the names of 4,000 local products under a system called Geographical Indications, or GIs. Europe wants the World Trade Organization to give worldwide protection to scores of names such as port, sherry, mortadella bologna, and parmesan. As the Europeans see it, Americans can call their feta cheese something else, like white cheese.
$3.99, right?
I would think that would be very confusing.
Ruth Rogo, a nurse midwife, picks through a bin of cheeses in a busy supermarket.
I think that we use the term feta now to mean a certain type of cheese, not a country. I think of feta and I think Israeli, Greek, French. It's the name of a cheese now. I think it would be bizarre.
Many of these products are what I would call forgeries.
Washington consultant David Bilcek represents an alliance of Italian ham makers.
They're made to look like the original made somewhere else, and then they're passed off to the customer as if they were the original. That's illegal.
Bilcek says small European farmers count on the high reputation of their foods and wines in order to compete. That cuts a little ice with American trade officials. They say the Europeans simply want to cut out lower-priced American competitors. But just try telling that to French champagne maker Bernard Payard.
We don't look at that as an economical issue. We look at that as a matter of principle of consumer respect and identity pride, because it's our long-standing work, long-standing heritage, and we don't like to see our name, if I may say so, bastardized by low-quality products.
The U.S. is one of the few countries that continues to use the French regional name Champagne for locally produced sparkling wines. For decades, French diplomats negotiated the issue unsuccessfully. How, Payard says, would Californians feel if the French made a cheap wine and called it Napa Valley? George Skoll is a lawyer for California's E&J Gallo Winery.
The fact is, we wouldn't allow that to happen. There has been legal mechanisms in place for decades by which they could have protested our use.
Those legal mechanisms include the U.S. trademark system. But European producers say trademarking their goods is too time-consuming and too expensive. Charges dismissed by Eleanor Meltzer, an attorney with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. She says trademarks do the job of protecting food names perfectly well.
For decades now, we've been protecting foreign GIs such as Roquefort, Darjeeling, Parmigiano Reggiano, Parma Ham, without complaint and, in fact, with great effectiveness.
When battle recommences at the World Trade Organization, the Americans are bound to dig their heels in. No trade official wants to be the one to come home and tell Americans that their California champagne will now be called that bubbly stuff, and their gorgonzola labeled smelly blue cheese. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Skeel.